Good evening and welcome to Till Death Do Us Part once again. This evening, we will be talking about a subject that I'm sure that you'll find very interesting and helpful. We'll be talking about how to meet your mate. Some things you could do that you don't do, most women, that can make things somewhat easier to get acquainted with someone. Most of the time, it would be it could be a stranger, or it could be at a party, someone your friends know, someone a relative knows. There are certain things that you have to be prepared for in society if you want to mingle or get acquainted or begin a verbal conversation. It's a lot of, well, I'll let you into some men talk. Men talk, we talk.
Were you going to let us
in? I'm going to let you all into some men talk. We talk about how we speak to a woman and she don't speak, or how we compliment a woman and she don't say thank you, or how you open the door for a woman and she don't smile and say thank you. These things we look for, and not all the time, but a great percentage of the time you could. Some women, you can compliment them, and it looks like they almost take it as an insult. Years ago, you could say, "My, you look beautiful." I mean, that was the norm,
right?
You know, but now in a lot of cases, you say that, and you might get your eyes rolled at you,
or we'll get sued at if you're at a job, you get sued. That's right.
I mean, we feel good about complimenting you,
right?
And it does something for our soul to get a smile or thank you. That means a lot to us.
When you say us, you mean men.
Right? Men. Okay. Men, yeah. Men in general.
Right.
If you really, really are serious about attracting a mate, there are certain things that has to be done because you're entering a very competitive situation if you're trying to attract a man, because in certain environments these women are on their job.
So what is it that men find attractive in a woman?
Well, one thing, me myself, And I think a lot of other fellas, we love fragrance.
Fragrance
is very, very important. Fragrance is just as important as a hairdo or makeup. In fact, I would say it's more important than a hairdo or makeup.
Okay.
Because she could look like she just got out the bed if she smelled good.
Right.
And still be attractive.
Right.
I don't know a lot about. Men don't know a lot about expensive perfume. We don't know. Most of us, I would say, don't know cheap perfume from expensive perfume.
Really?
But women know.
Right.
Women know what smells extremely good.
Right.
And what brand to buy.
Okay.
Much, much more so than men do. And I just say that to say that sometimes you'd be on an elevator with a woman or in close quarters in a hallway or an office building or sitting, it could be a medical office, it could be electric company. It could be
anywhere. Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautiful thing to smell something beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and that attracts a man.
I agree with that.
He'll want to know who you are from how you smell.
That's right. You can also tell a person's personality by how they smell. So I agree with you. And I think women feel the same way. Like if somebody hugs you and that man smells good, it a lot because it says that he takes care of himself. It says that he is not careless, and what he smells like is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the same way with women.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there used to be a time when men were more into a woman's looks rather than their personality. But I notice that now men are more interested, and we're talking more about men this evening than women, because you are trying to tell the women how to prepare themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. You care. Mm-hmm. And you do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You tell our young sisters in the church, listen, you want to attract a guy? Come on. You got to do better than this. You want a husband? Come on. So I appreciate that. But this is what I want to ask you, Mike. How important is personality and confidence? How important is that in the eyes of a man? Because I've seen some beautiful women without husbands. And when I look at their confidence, when I look at their personality, I understand why.
Well, if you see a beautiful woman that carries herself smelling good and smiling and has a beautiful personality, and she's single from year in to year out, I would say more than half the time she's going somewhere where there's nobody. Because if you are consistently going places where there are men, it's inevitable. Something's got to happen. If it doesn't happen, then there's something you doing wrong. You're not speaking. You rolling your eyes. You don't respond to a hello. Something she's doing wrong. If she's crosses all her T's and dots all her I's and walks into an atmosphere and don't meet someone or don't socially advance with the opposite sex, something she's doing wrong.
I totally agree. But I want to know how important looks are, because some women think they are insecure and they think their looks may be the problem. But in my singleness, I found out that men had rather be with a woman that is fun, that is confident, had plenty of personality, has a lovely smile. Men appreciate that more. And I'm asking you, is that true for our sisters who may be a little heavy, our sisters who may not be confident in what they externally look like? Would you agree, Miles?
Yeah, I would agree. We'll take The View, for instance, that you watch daily.
Okay, come on.
If I had to spend, just hypothetically, if I had to spend 20 years sitting with someone,
right,
on The View,
right,
I pick Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right.
Love listening to Whoopi.
That's right.
And I mean, there are some attractive women up there on that View.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that Whoopi is less attractive.
Right.
But in
society norms. Societal norms.
Yeah.
Popular,
yeah, right? She's not considered the most attractive woman.
Right.
But she is attractive in her own way.
That's right.
She's a shoe that fits on your foot well, that you can walk in.
That's right.
So if I had to sit down and talk with someone for years and years and years, it would be Whoopi. I love listening to her.
That's right.
And that is so important. You could take Beyonce, and you might not want to spend 5 minutes talking to her.
Right.
But you can sit and talk to Whoopi day in, day out, all day long.
Come on now. You're preaching up in here. That's what I'm saying.
And that's important to me.
That's important.
Because who wants to sit up in a room with somebody that they can't talk to? As an old man said to me one time, he says, I was having difficulty with the woman before you.
Yeah.
And I was telling the old guy, I said, you know what? I said, my girlfriend, I said, she doesn't pay me any attention. I said, she doesn't want to talk. She's just so busy. Or either she's sleeping and she works at night. And he said to me, you don't need nobody you can't talk to.
That's deep. So a man wants to be able to.
He wants attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wants an ear to listen. Mm-hmm. He wants someone who can, and you don't have to articulate well, but be able to have a conversation about something. I remember years ago when I was dating and I was with a gentleman and we were at a big board meeting. We were at a dinner and I was on the board of a health center, and he went with me to a fundraising dinner. And his communication skills were so poor, and I was accepting it. I accepted it because I loved him and he was a friend. So I accepted it, and he adored me. And so I thought we could make it, but that was one of those red flags. And when we began to communicate, when we were at the table, and the communication wasn't well, we ended up breaking up because of it. You have to be able to communicate with you and anyone that you bring in your space. Anyone, if you're going to take that woman in your space, she has to be able to communicate with not only you, but also your space.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a woman who comes in front of your friends and sit down and never talk to any of your friends ever.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time in a man's circle, there's a female that he just loves to talk to.
Yeah.
Somewhere that you may not know about.
Right.
But he just loves to talk to this particular person. Not saying that he's cheating or anything, but if he loves conversation, he's going to find it whatever way he can.
That's right.
Now back to the appearances. I remember a time when I was living around 30th and Lehigh on a street called Oakdale. We always sit on the porch. And I and my father would sit on the porch a lot. And this lady that came by, every day she walked by and she was dressed to the T. From shoe to hair, every day, perfume. And she would be walking toward to catch the bus. And one day my father asked her, he says, why is it that every day you come out the house, you look like you going to Sunday church or to the ball somewhere? He says, what is it that make you look like that, so beautiful every day when you come out here? She says, you know why, Mr. Miles? Because you never know what you're going to run into.
Isn't that something? I just told that to a sister last week. I said, do not come out of the house looking like that.
Mm.
Because you don't know who you're going to run into. I said, you might be in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, if you have on sweatpants and sneakers, fine. But put lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
Every house needs a little paint.
Mm.
Every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Every now and then. I looked at the outside of our house today. I said, doggone it, we need a paint job.
Mm-hmm.
Every house needs a little paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a house. I need a little paint. Put on that lipstick sometime. Put on a beautiful pair of earrings. I used to hide my diamonds that you bought me. Because I never wanted to lose them. You remember I lost that pair. You bought me a beautiful pair of diamonds one year. I mean, very expensive diamond earrings. And I lost those diamond earrings. Matter of fact, you gave the money to my sister to go shopping for me. And she bought me these lovely diamond earrings. Well, every time you bought me a diamond, since then, you know what I did? I stuck them in the drawer because I was afraid. One day, I woke up. I said, no, I won't. If I lose them, I lose them. If I lose these earrings, I lose these earrings. If I lose the ring, I lose the ring. I am going to wear... My nephew bought me a diamond. Little Lamont.
Who you trying to catch?
He bought me a beautiful diamond. Mm. I'm not trying to catch anybody. I'm only kidding. But I want to wear what you bought me. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. And it's not even about trying to catch you. It's about keeping you. Mm. I'm not trying to catch anybody. But when you look at me, you know how you do. You look at me and say, oh, you look good today. I want to hear that. Because you get along with everybody. I'm not an insecure woman. Women love talking to you. When I say enjoy talking to you, because you are such a loving, lively guy, women enjoy talking to you. I don't want to stop you from being who you are, because that's the essence of who you are. You're kind, you're loving. How would it look like me saying, oh, you can't talk to so-and-so, she's single? No, I'm not. No, I can't do that. You know, and you do it respectfully and with honor. Mm-hmm. And so, but I always, and sister so-and-so need to see me with my diamond. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying they need to see me looking good, in my best, with my diamond, with my whatever you buy me. Mm-hmm. I need to look good. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question, Miles. It is your natural instinct to pamper me. And I'm talking about the modern woman now. I love being pampered by you. One of the things I love about you, you take care of me. Now, in our modern day society, sometimes women women may make more money than their whoever they're dating or their spouses. And then sometimes when you go out, you split bills. I love the fact that you respect my equality and that you will allow me to pay, split the bill. Or some days you pay the bill and some days I pay the bill. That's, how do you think the newfangled man feels about that?
Well, that's in a marriage. But if you tell a woman that you're taking her out to dinner, you're supposed to pay the bill. I mean, it's no way should you go out on especially your first date.
That's right, your first date.
And tell the woman, can you split the check with me? She should run and scream.
That's a red flag, absolutely. But as you continue, what do you think about the woman saying to the man, let's say they've been on three dates, right? Mm-hmm. He's paid on all three dates. What do you think about that woman saying to him, let me treat you today?
I think that's okay. I've been in the casino. At the tables, and I've had women walk up to me and say, "I want to take you to dinner."
Right.
You know, would you like to come eat with me?
Right.
And friendship developed.
Right.
You know, I don't, but that might be a little far out for most women, but you know, when you get out there in the world,
right,
you meet all kind of people.
That's right.
You know, and that's what I was trying to advocate, that you prepare yourself to meet. I was raised up in a house full of women. I had like seven sisters, three aunts and cousins. We were, I mean, a whole house full of women. And on Friday night, they be in that mirror. They be getting that hair together, that perfume. Tammy had a mink coat and a new Cadillac. They were on their job. And when they stepped out,
the game changed.
All the women in my family, when they stepped out, my Aunt Margaret, she had on some tight pants showing her shape and a halter top. And when she waved at the ice cream man, we all got ice cream.
Oh my God.
And it ain't cost her a dime. She said, banana boat, whatever you wanted. I just say that to say that when you step out, you should be stepping out. Don't step out there. Don't step out there wrong. If you're trying to meet somebody,
that's right.
Have your hair together. Have your perfume together. You don't have to have on no dress going above your knees.
That's right.
In fact, men, real men, love women covered up anyway.
That's right.
We want a woman with a dress below the knees, really, right. Because above the knees is one story, and below the knees is another.
Really? Wow, that's deep.
You know, not saying that. That something's wrong with above the knees.
Right.
But if a man's looking for a wife, you know, and there's five mini skirts and two long dresses, and most of the time he'll look at the long dress.
Really?
If he's looking for a wife.
Yeah.
Now you're looking for a date.
Right.
Then the shorter the skirt, the better.
Right.
But if you're looking for a wife.
You're looking for class.
You're looking for class.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. And you can look sexy with a long with something long on.
Sure. There's sexy. Some beautiful dresses.
Yeah, some beautiful, especially in the summer, a nice beautiful long dress with the breeze blowing through it, some nice sandals, feet done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Men love that. Let me ask you this. I noticed that you talk like you love a weak woman, but when it came to your wife, you went and you got the most confident woman you could ever find. You stood up on that balcony. I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing something for your bishop. I don't know if you were cleaning something, picking something up. You were doing something for your bishop, Bishop Ronald Young. And you stood over the banister. And you wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking, and I was I was the principal. And I was doing something, and you would not move. Next thing I know, later on in the day, you were in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And you had invited me to Atlantic City or the beach or something like that. But how important is watching a woman being confident in her own skin? I noticed that men love women who are confident in their own skin with whatever they're going through, whatever they look like, whatever, they're just confident in who they are. And it doesn't matter if I'm 300 pounds or 100 pounds or tall or short, just confident. And that confidence always brings out in a woman, a smile.
A confusion's a turnoff.
Yeah.
A confused woman.
Right.
don't have any direction. My baby daddy, I take him to court, and my kids acting up, and I'm, you know, just a whole list full of problems, and he's supposed to come help me pay my bills, and he don't help me. You just all confused.
Right.
You just a life full of confusion. I tell her I'm going to the bathroom and go hit my car.
Right.
You know?
Well, I get it. I get it.
So you were talking about confidence.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to, and I was sort of like trying to elaborate on what I think is the opposite.
Oh, okay. Okay. Insecure. A woman who's insecure, not secure in herself, don't feel good about herself. Mm-hmm. I'm so fat.
And you got problems, but don't tell me about them. I don't want to hear them.
Yeah.
Not meeting you.
Yeah.
The first day I met you on the planet.
Yeah.
And you're going to throw
all your problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Tell me about that tomorrow. Today's Sunday. Tell me about the problems on Monday. Uh-huh. Sunday, I want to talk about your eyes.
Well.
And the stars. And,
well, when you get to know a person, you sometimes, if you and a person are sitting at dinner, one of the turnoffs is if a man is always talking about himself. What is a turn on for me is if a man talked about himself and opened the conversation up for me to talk about me. How about you? Suppose a woman sat at the table and all she did was talk about herself. Not baby daddy. Let's say it was a bright woman, a brilliant woman. She was smart. And all she did was, I make $100,000 a year.
Well, she doesn't pause.
What do you say about that?
Well, if she doesn't pause for me to respond, then there's a problem. Okay. If you're going to talk about something and you won't even let me respond, then I know that something's wrong.
Yeah. Being a good listener is so so important to me. I need them. Sometimes a woman needs a man who listens to them and not
interrupt.
No, not interrupt, but a woman needs a man who listens and is concerned about whatever they say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So as a woman, if you find a man that is talking about himself through the whole dinner, and every time you go out, he's talking about his day and what he's done, and don't ask you about yours, then you don't have a good listener. And not only that, but you don't have an intellectually stimulating conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that blessed me with you is your conversation was awesome. And that's why women really love talking to you. You know, you can come in the office and then, hey, Brother Miles, what you think about what happened on the news the other day? Everybody want to hear what you have to say because your conversation is stimulating. And if you don't have an intellectually stimulating conversation, and you are always talking about yourself, what you did, who you are, what your golf score is. Nobody wants to hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a me.
Mm-hmm.
You want to really have a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than someone who's not a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could you could be getting on the bus, and the bus driver may be someone that's attractive to you.
Yeah.
And you just get on the bus every day and sit down and don't say nothing.
Right.
Every day. But then you'll get down, you get around your girlfriend and say, you know, I kind of like the bus driver. But you get on the bus every day and you don't say anything.
Wow.
He doesn't even know you like it.
Wow.
You have to make the bus driver know that he's somebody that you're attractive to.
Right.
You wouldn't dare get on the bus without your best perfume. If that's what you're trying to do, that ain't what you're trying to do. Get on anyway. Your head napping, no perfume, no nothing, and holy stockings, whatever you want to do. But if you trying to get the bus driver's attention to see what the bus driver's about, then there's some things you should be doing. You should be having your best perfume. You should have your best hairdo when you get on that bus. You should have on yourself some pretty clothes and some pretty shoes. And when you get on that bus, you get on that bus like it's New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock.
That's right.
And you say, good morning.
That's right.
How are you today?
That big pretty
How's
smile.
The route today?
That's right.
And that goes through a man.
Yeah.
If he's single. I mean, if he's married, but if he's a single bus driver,
right.
He's most likely looking for somebody.
Sure.
He could be looking for somebody.
He could be, yes.
And that someone could be you.
Right. Well, and you know, Miles, you're so right. And what the smile and how was your day or how was your weekend does, it shows that you value the person.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me feel good when one of my students stop and say, how's your weekend, Dr. Miles? Mm-hmm. You had a great weekend. You know, you want people to value you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with you so what you're saying is, first of all, the woman has to look like she want a husband. That's number one. She has to speak like she wants a husband. You don't want to talk about baby daddy, how many children you have, how baby daddy is no good. You don't want all of that. You're saying also you have to show the person value.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
You are an available listening ear. The next day you might get on the bus and it might not be nobody on the bus but you and him, or you and him and three other people, and you sit up front next to him and you say like, whew, woo, took a little time for you to get here this morning.
Right.
And you know, a conversation may come about. And he may start telling you about his day.
Right, right.
In detail.
Right.
And you say, when you get off the bus, you say, you know, my name is Sylvia. I never got your name, so and so. And that's it.
Right.
The next time you get on the bus, you got to
say hi, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But you got work to do if that's what you're trying to do. Now, if that's right. Not what you're trying to do, you just sit there and text all day long.
That's right. But, and stay on the phone.
Yeah.
On Facebook or Instagram. Yeah.
But if you want a mission, you act like it.
That's right. You act like it. And
that's just
we're going to sort of close. But let me say this. Once you meet the guy, you want to keep him intrigued. Men love to chase. They value the thrill of the chase. And so as a woman, you have to keep him intrigued. You don't answer that phone every time he calls. Don't do it. I pity the woman who sits by the phone and wait for him to call. You better continue your life. And when he calls, you don't have to always be available. You don't. No. men are hunters, and sometimes they love the chase. Make that eye contact with the person you're interested in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make that eye contact. And finally, women, I'm going to say this. Laugh at their corny jokes. Mm-hmm. Please laugh. Men love for women to laugh at their jokes. My husband is so corny. When I say corny, Miles is so corny. Miles tells jokes all the time. And in reality, they are so, so funny. I remember one time we were on our way to church. And I'm going to tell you this. We were on our way to church. And we were in all white. He was in white. I was in white. We saw one of our neighbors. And our neighbor said, "Oh, you all look so good. The colors in your white." And they were just bragging on us. They said, "Where are you going?" Miles said, "We are singing with
Anita Baker
today. We are Anita Baker backup singers." Well, I died. I cracked up.
You believed it.
And the neighbor believed it. So we came home from church, and the neighbor was like, "Where can I see you all on TV backing up Anita Baker?" And Miles said, "We'll be on tonight, Channel 6, 7 o'clock tonight." Boy, did Miles kept that thing going. I laughed all day long. And it may not have gone exactly like that, but it was the most hilarious thing in the world. And that neighbor's still looking for us on ABC. And this has been years ago. Anyway, sisters, I hope that Brother Miles has helped you. Any last words, Miles?
Just like I say, when you walk out the door, you know, like my wife said, you walk out in confidence. And just be at your best. There's nothing wrong with being at your best. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being at your best every day.
Every day.
If you can. If you're not sick and you're not crippled, you're supposed to be on your job. That's all.
Right. And remember this, ladies. You can meet men at the laundromat if you go attend the laundromat. If you don't have, you know, people with apartments sometimes have to go to the laundromat, or if you don't have, you know, wash and dry at home, you can meet men in a grocery store. Now, as a married woman, men still approach me. You know, sometimes men don't care. They still are going to approach you. And you can't say that you can't find men, because that's not true. I am a married woman, and men approach me all of the time. Now, at the supermarket, you could go on a cruise by yourself and meet a nice guy. You can
a jazz concert,
a nice K-Love concert,
basketball game.
You know, if I had a daughter and my daughter looked like Angel Reese, guess what? You know what I would do? I would take her right down to the Sixers game every week. Every time the Sixers were playing, we'd be there so that she'd meet a nice young man. You can meet a young man in church. But ladies, stop just looking for men in church. If you're a Christian, you do want to marry a Christian man. But guess what? You can't, I don't care how big your church is. You may have to attend another church to meet somebody. You know, Pastor, listen, I can't come to church this week. I need to go over to St. Raymond's on 52nd Street this week. And I'll see you. I'll leave my tithes, but I'm going over to St. Barnabas this week. You may have to go somewhere else to meet a young man, but they're out there, good men, loving men. And don't look for just your color. Don't do that. Or your I'm a black woman, so I'm looking for a black man. No, you may meet a nice Vietnamese guy. Don't be particular. I have some of the greatest Vietnamese young men in my school. They are beautiful young men, and those beautiful young men, they love black women. They hang out with, they have good black friends. One Vietnamese young man told one of the black young ladies, African-American young ladies in my school, I'm going to marry you. He pat her on the head, kissed her head, and said, I am going to marry you. So, you know, be open for different persuasions. Okay? Think about visiting other countries. You might meet a nice guy in another country. Maybe I'm looking at too much Hallmark miles. Huh? I don't know. All right. Well, we're done for tonight. Say goodnight, Mom.
Good night, ladies, and I wish you the best, and I hope I was some help to you. Only trying to help. So long.
Thank you so much. Don't forget, Till Death Do Us Part, 1995@gmail.com. Send your questions, and we'll answer your questions real soon. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Recording stopped.